this Easter Sunday, looking at the way of the cross as a life-giving glory that is full of deep mystery. Hi, I'm Tim, and this is TBV for the 31st of March, the year of our Lord, 2024. Easter Day. The resurrection of Jesus is like nothing else in history. It is profound and it is perplexing. Could this be? Could it be the foundational reality? Could this be the way of life? Could the way of the cross, the way of Jesus, be what we're here to get our heads around? This podcast is about science to faith. So, this Easter Day, why would I start with the resurrection? Well, the scientific endeavor is broad and deep. It is almost irreducible. There are disciplines and different ways of investigating. And the historic weighing of evidence in an organized way, the kind of thing that any jury has to do when it comes to a court case, this kind of investigation is part of multiple disciplines of scientific endeavor. This is serious science. It may not be the gloriously reproducible aspects of the scientific method developed and honed in the West and so powerful in technology and in the investigation of the very big and small. It is a way of weighing things to know what can be known. It is a way of looking at evidence and testing hypotheses. This is a real thing. This is something that is worth doing. And when it comes to Jesus, to the first morning of the resurrected life, when the firstborn of all creation has come to reveal himself to Mary, this is a profound and deep mystery. This is a time in history that makes sense of more than I can say. This is where the light breaks out. Dawning, it is revealed. It is becoming something by which we can see everything in history. This is what makes sense of the chaos and darkness. This is what gives us the light for our path. This Easter morning, this rolled away stone and empty tomb, this place of questioning in a garden, this moment of wondering. But what am I saying here? Do you know? Have you heard? This story of the Lord Jesus needs telling. It needs to be told person to person, a voice speaking and an ear listening, a heart attending, the presence of the King revealing himself as the words pass person to person, life to life. He has chosen a method of communication which is a powerful impartation. It is the receiving of a seed. It is the deep and dark work, the work that meets us in the darkness of our lives, in the dirt and the decay of our lives. This word that comes to the place of our own suffering and our shame. This word that brings a hope that is transforming. And yes, I am talking about the Word of God planted in you as much as a seed that goes deep into the ground. A seed that has to be buried, that has to die, that has to give up its life in the light to break in to the dark and bring light for the place of pain. This is the seed of God's word. This is the seed that we see whenever we go outside and there is green on the ground. This is the image hidden in history that tells us that Jesus was before all things, that the word makes life, and this is what he is doing and has done. This is the word that takes your place, that comes into you, and with your willing, yes, freely given, unconstrained and manipulated, that you choose to say yes, this is the way. There is no other way but for you to agree freely. You can't pretend to do it. You can't fake it to make it. You can't take it and use it, though people have tried. It misses the point. It darkens the greatest gift. It is not the way. What we do have, even today, is the opportunity to say yes, to come again into the presence, to come for the very first time in your life into the way of Jesus the Christ. He can take you from the garden accounts. He can bring you from the place of misunderstanding into the place of understanding. This is not that we get it. It's not that it's ours to put to use for our purposes. It's that we can stand under the glory of God. We can accept the power of the one who came from heaven to earth, the one who brought the words that are eternal, the life of God in human form, the Word made flesh who dwelt among us, this light of God in human form. We are the chosen ones. Those who hear and receive are those who can believe. We can take this word into us and let it transform us and take our place, to take our place in the presence of God. This word that has taken up our old life, that has drawn up the essence of who we were and draws us into who we've been made to become. This is the word made flesh and the word planted in you. This Easter morning, we have the accounts given to us in the Gospels, the running to the tomb, the women there ahead of the rushing young men, those who had come to grieve, perplexed and confused, those who had come to prepare Jesus's body to be left entombed. They were finding the way through the hole, through this emptiness, through this questioning and curiosity, this perplexity. What does it mean? This Jesus who went to the cross, this Lord and Messiah who came to save the lost, this one who was judged and condemned, this one who took the pain, the shame, the suffering of the sin of the world on himself. Not just the physical experience, which was awful beyond imagining, but this entering into the weight of sin and shame, of taking the curse, of allowing his name, his self, his flesh to be lifted up, up on a tree, up in the place that is cursed, to be naked and beaten, to be ashamed and covered in shame, to be suffering for us, to take our place, to be there hanging to death until death itself could be defeated, until the darkness could be broken open, until the sky could give way to the voice and presence and power of the King, that the curtain would be torn in two, that the way to the Holy of Holies would open for all who would receive and believe, for those who would turn from their wicked ways, our wicked ways, my wicked ways, that we would turn from ourselves to look at Him, to look at Him who came as the image of God and looking like us, not just looking but being us, human form, fully man and God, both at once, deep mystery. This Jesus is our light in the darkness. This Jesus is our hope. He is the peace that brings profound transformation, because it doesn't end with accepting. It doesn't terminate at the point of saying yes. This is the doorway to life, but it is shrouded. It is dark in mystery, that those who come to Christ are changed in the place that cannot be seen. They are changed in the heart and soul and mind and spirit. They are changed from inside, and that then bears fruit on, well, on the surface of this planet, on the place that can be seen. This fruit is what allows you to know if they are a follower of Jesus, if they have come to the King, if they are alive in the Spirit, not by what they say, but by their fruit you will know them. Of course the words are important, and of course the words bring life to others, but this fruit is deep, this fruit is profound, this fruit is what we almost miss in ourselves. This is why we're called together, to be a body, a community. It's just one of the many reasons of God's glorious kingdom creation, this new creation, not just me, but not me lost in the crowd. It's both the personal and the shared. It's both the corporate and the individual. We learn by traveling with other disciples, by loving one another as He has loved us and commanded us to come. You can't be fully alive in Christ until you're in community, until others see you and tell you in words what you're doing wrong. They correct and constrain you. They invite you into a self-giving love that draws you from yourself into the place of corporate community, of kingdom community, of shared life together. And then we do what He told us, and we remember together His words in the last week of His life, the challenge to our comfort and security, the challenge to our false assurance and place in society. He brings a death to our very ways. He brings a life in the place where we cannot see the way. He makes a way Himself, this way of the cross, this way of bread and wine, symbols of touch and taste, of things that we can sniff and consume. We are taken into His life through consuming His pictures of life, His memorial, His very imaged self. we come to the King and he washes our feet. He makes our dirtiest of places clean. He makes our most polluted parts fresh and ready for the household, ready for the family, ready for the shared meal together. He takes us from ourselves and draws us in. He welcomes us to eat with him. And he leads us in the way. He leads us in his way. He takes us from the place from which we cannot save ourselves and draws us into the God light, the God life, the glorious way that comes through the darkness of Easter Saturday, that comes through the death to self, the dying and ready for rising. This Jesus greeted Mary by name. This Saviour of the world, the one and only, speaks her name, and she replies, Rabboni, teacher. He tells her that he's going to the Father. He stopped to say to her, the one who was there weeping, the one who would not be consoled, the one who would go and get his body. He tells her that he is on the way to the Father, that she should pass on the message, that she should tell. It's not about whether she's understood. It's that she goes. She goes to tell as she's told. This is our time. Those of us who follow Jesus, it is our time to tell. It is ours to tell the story, to give the glory, to share the word, and allow the life to be poured out. As we pour out ourselves, it's like throwing seed on a ground. Why would you do this? This precious seed, this word of life, why would you just throw it down onto this dead and rotting thing we call soil? This is the beginning of life. This is the daring encounter that brings new and fresh growth. This is the way of God, to take the seed and to scatter, to take the words and put them before others, not knowing, not seeing, not being able to know how they will respond. Will they scorn you? Will they throw it away? How do we know what we should do each day? How do we tell when a word is in season and it's time to speak or it's time for silence? How do we give freely of ourselves, even at great cost? How do we do this but by His Spirit living within us? The presence of God guided and constrained and shaped by the Word, this Spirit of God living in us, Word and Spirit hand in hand, this is our way, this is our delight, the King living in us. I'm Tim, this is TBV, until next time.